And then secondly, our deacons. If you were not aware of our deacons, Adam and Dave and John and Bruce and Rick serve presently as our deacons. Our purpose statement remains the same. Every year we talk about our purpose statement and whether or not there needs to be any tweaking of it, any changes of it, and we have agreed that it summarizes well why we exist as a local church. And as you notice, and we try to put it in the bulletin on a regular basis so that you can be reminded of it yourself, the purpose of Pioneer Bible Church is to equip believers to think biblically, to live godly, and to serve practically as Jesus, or like Jesus. Okay? Now, the goals for 2016, I just want to say this concerning these goals. Our goals are based upon what Jesus, our Lord's goals, with his disciples. And if you would follow his ministry throughout the New Testament, Jesus concentrated his efforts in three particular areas, that being knowledge and character and service. And so, like our Lord, we here at Pioneer Bible Church desire to do the same. And so we have three goals that we will continue to pursue throughout this year. Develop biblical knowledge, which affects, of course, what goes up inside our heads. Display godly character, which would be an expression of our hearts. And then demonstrate practical service, which deals with our hands. And again, they're tied back into our purpose statement of thinking biblically, live godly, serve practically. Now, we're going to address each of these areas and mention certain goals that we would like to accomplish. First of all, when it comes to developing biblical knowledge, which affects our head. First and foremost is the pulpit ministry, and my goal is to continue our series from 1 Timothy, Timeless Truths from 1 Timothy. In fact, this morning we're going to pick up with that and continue that and finish that out over the next couple of months. And then if you notice, to be determined in light of changes, I'm asking the Lord to show me what I need to concentrate on next in light of the big changes that are going to take place here at Pioneer Bible Church this year. And so I would solicit your prayers in my behalf for that and the teaching that I will have. And then when it comes to Sunday school, we have some things in mind for this year. We want to address current issues, and we have located a series from that's put out by Dr. Chip Ingram called Culture Shock, in which he addresses some of the hot button issues of today. And we're going to be viewing those and discussing those in Sunday school. We want to, as we try to do yearly, is address something concerning the home and marriage. And we, like Dr. Tim Kimmel, we've done a number of his series, and they are so well received. And so we're going to do one called Grace-Filled Marriage by Dr. Tim Kimmel. And then, if you remember last year, we divided the men and the women into two different groups. The men stayed here. The ladies went next door to the Thompson House. And that was successful, and we want to do the same. We've located a study for the men, but we have not located one for the ladies yet. But we're going to do that, and hopefully that will take place. And then, lastly, notice it says orientation for new attendees. In years past, we have separated out from our church family those who were new to our church, and we took them and did some teaching that would bring them up to speed concerning our doctrine and our practice and philosophy and things like that. And we would like to do that again because we have gained a number of new people over the last couple of years that we would like to separate and deal with that with them. And we're looking at possibly this fall for that to take place. So that's basically our goals as it pertains to developing biblical knowledge. And then we come to the heart. and we want to display godly character. And first and foremost is prayer. Corporate and personal prayer as we search for a new senior pastor. That is the most important thing that we can be doing as believers here at Pioneer Bible Church. I've had the privilege of being here now going on 30 years, and I have valued your prayer on my behalf. I think that's one of the reasons why I've stayed for 30 years, is that you have been praying for me, and I'm so appreciative of that. But we need to be praying now for the man that God has in mind to take over at that appropriate time. And so that's something that we need to be doing individually and as well corporately. And of course, there are times that we will be able to do that corporately, and that will be made known in the coming weeks. But in particular, personal prayer at home, in your private devotions with your family, and then as well in small groups that we have Sunday night. Secondly, worship time, testimonies, individual and corporate. We're going to continue to do that, probably quarterly. And what we are wanting in particular is to provide opportunity for people to share their testimony of how they came to faith in Christ. And so if you would like to do that in a public way, where you would come up front like this and take a couple of minutes and share your testimony of how the Lord saved you, then if you would just speak to me and we'll make those arrangements. We want to get that going. We want that to happen here, and I think it's an encouragement to hear of how the Lord has worked in our lives. And then lastly, the milestones. If you remember, we introduced this concept last year in which we as elders are wanting to equip parents to build a legacy of faith in their children. And there are six milestones. We fulfill four of them on a regular basis. The baby dedication is one of them. Salvation of a child, which is then followed with baptism, we do that. And then purity for life. Todd does that through the ministry that he has on Sunday night with our youth. And then high school graduation, in which we acknowledge those who have reached that particular milestone. Well, there are two that we want to concentrate more, focus on this year. One being number three, which is preparing for adolescence. Preparing for adolescence spiritually, emotionally, physically. And we want to equip parents to intentionally prepare their teenagers for entering that phase of life called adolescence. And so we have materials that we want to give to those parents who desire that. And then lastly is the rite of passage at age 16. And that is number five, equip parents to disciple your freshmen and sophomore students for adulthood by focusing on biblical issues. Again, having gone through that phase in my life, it's always good to have those resources that help you in that, and we want to do that, okay? So this is something that we're going to be offering more so this year. And then lastly, is the area of our hands, serving practically as Jesus did. And once again, we are looking for a church service project where we can get out into our community and do something as a church that we can support, and that would involve a number of people in our church. And so we did not do that last year, and it just did not work out, but we're making this to be an emphasis this year, and hopefully we can come to you and announce that as to what those plans will be. And then small group service projects. We meet in small groups twice a month, and we're going to try to, you know, challenge our small groups to look for those areas in which they can do some service as a small group. I know Danny and Tim's small group did something with Broadway. Ellen and my group, we did something with Deering House here in town, and so we're looking for ministries like that in which we can offer our services. And then lastly, we have down here individual. One is mission trip. adult mission trip. Last summer, the youth went on a mission trip, if you remember. Well, this year, we're trying to encourage adults to go on a mission trip, and the funds are available. We have funds to help those who would like to go on an adult mission trip. And obviously, one place that you can go is Zambia. And we support Ed and Donna Edwards out of Oklahoma City, living well, and they are putting together a team right now that will be going in June for 2 weeks. And so if you would like to go to Africa, to Zambia, Africa, and I have gone, and the Clarence, and Alan, Donna, I'm telling you, it will be a life changer. It is absolutely amazing. And the Edwards have done such a wonderful job. You don't have to worry about travel or anything. They will lead you through that whole process. And so if you would like to go, please, please, this is the time that we need to know. The funds are available, okay? I know it costs a lot of money to get to Africa. We will help you out with that. And then we want to hear about service opportunities outside Pioneer Bible Church that you're doing. And this is where testimony times will allow you that chance to get up and share as to what God is doing through your life and through service opportunities. And then lastly, notice a social media-oriented person to promote PBC on Facebook. If you are on Facebook, which a lot of us are, and I go on Facebook, and I follow that because I just do, and you learn a lot about our community. Well, there are opportunities where people move into town, and they're asking about churches. They're wanting to know, you know, recommendations. And I see people responding to those things, and we're wanting someone here in our church that kind of likes to do that sort of a thing, that's on Facebook, and that would kind of represent us and jump right in there and say, yeah, I know a church you can go to, Pioneer Bible Church, and so forth. You know, that sort of a person. That's what we're wanting. So if you have an interest in that, please contact me, because we want to take advantage of the social media that's out there and that people are using on a regular basis. Okay? Any questions about anything that I have shared this morning? I know I went through it pretty quickly, but we wanted to finish up this continuation of our annual meeting. Anything at all? Anything that I could answer at this point? You can always hit me up later, that's for sure. Or talk to one of the elders. Okay, what we're going to do now.